USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Russian unprovoked invasion of Ukraine enters a second month, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Russia is unable to control large parts of Ukraine.
As far as winning is concerned, look, I don't think there's any way Putin achieves a strategic victory here. I think he's going to have a strategic loss, and now potentially an operational one. I think what you're seeing now is he'll continue to... They're not withdrawing. They're simply regrouping.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Lawyers for Daryl Brooks, the black nationalist accused of driving his SUV through a crowd and killing six white people in a Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade, say they want the trial moved outside the community where the tragedy happened. Brooks back in court today, where a judge gave his lawyers until Friday to postpone the trial until 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of bullying Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
This is a political hit, part of liberals' years-long quest to delegitimize the court, all because our laws and Constitution occasionally inconvenience the Democrats' radical agenda.
Democrats wanting Thomas to recuse himself from cases related to last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol because of his wife's leaked text messages regarding the results of the 2020 presidential election. According to a survey conducted by Gallup, 53.2% of those polled classified themselves as thriving, which is the lowest percentage recorded since January of last year. Gallup reporting the ongoing pandemic and record inflation are likely why the percentage decreased steadily after reaching a record high last June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Democrats are proposing a new COVID-19 relief bill, but they may face an uphill battle. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says new COVID-19 funding is essential.
The consequences of not getting COVID funding are really serious, scary almost. If a new COVID variant extends its nasty tentacles across the country and we don't have the tools to respond, then woe is us. We don't want to see that. Americans don't want to endure that.
He says the money will go towards the vaccination effort, masks, tests, and hospitals treating COVID. Sandy Hook families are rejecting Alex Jones's settlement offer.
InfoWars host Alex Jones offered to pay each plaintiff in a defamation lawsuit $120,000 to settle the case, but each family rejected it. Jones was already found liable for damages after saying the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax, after the family said they were subject to harassment and death threats from followers of Jones because he promoted conspiracy theories about the shooting. The current trial is to decide how much Jones will pay. A judge is scheduled to decide whether Jones will be held in contempt on Wednesday for skipping depositions. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Tonight's Powerball drawing is worth $206 million. Striking it rich isn't easy, though. The odds of winning the grand prize are about 1 in 292 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.